Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're on UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Sharmi Pratt with me. Sharmi is opening up a school, is that correct? You're launching a school?
Yes, ma'am, a mind management school.
Yes, and this is geared towards what? When you say mind management, we don't want to scare nobody.
Oh, okay.
You know, Scientology or something. They'd be like, ooh, you know.
Yeah, what is that? Yeah. Okay, so mind management is really mental health, if you will. Just mental health.
Okay.
And all types of mental health.
Yeah, and that's important. And, you know, mental health, especially now during COVID, there's been an increase of stress, depression, trauma. You're the specialist. I'm going to go ahead and let you go on and express what's going on during COVID and why you launched the school, and give us a little bit about your background.
Again, thank you so much for having me on. Sharmi Pratt is my name. A little bit about me. I am a wife, a mother, a grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also a minister.
Amen.
I opened up a mind management school with really its mental health.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe that we all deal with mental health, every last one of us. Doesn't matter what creed, color, nothing, any age, all of us will find ourselves some point in time in life where mentally we need to be healthy.
Absolutely.
If you will. And so for me, over 20 years now, for myself, I battled with about a mental health, and I was diagnosed with schizophrenia, depression, bulimia, had panic attacks, the whole nine,
you name
it. I was dealing with all these particular things all at one time over 20 years ago. This was a state that I never believed that I would find myself in, but nevertheless, I did. And one of the things that began to happen to me during that season of my life, it was just a very dark place for me, a place that I didn't truly understand if I could trust anybody, if anybody cared about me. I tell people all the time, I had to learn. I did what the doctor said to do. I saw a psychiatrist. I took the medication.
Mm-hmm.
I did both. And so it was not like I did one or the other. I did both of them. But nevertheless, when the doctor told me that I would be like that for the rest of my life, I could not accept that fact.
That's right.
That was something I literally could not accept, that this would be a condition that I dealt with for the rest of my life. And the only thing that I need to do was connect with faith-based.
Right.
For me, that was God. I connected to God in a way that I never thought I would have. But even on top of that, I had people to hover around me.
Mm-hmm.
God brought a shield of people to come to help and gear me. I seen so much. I remember talking to my psychiatrist, if you will, during that time. And I was taking the medication and different things. And we're sitting there talking. And I literally told him, I said, God is going to heal my mind.
Come on now. That's right.
I just told him, God is going to heal my mind.
Yes, ma'am.
And he looked at me.
Mm-hmm.
And when he looked at me, he said, okay. And we just moved on like I hadn't said anything.
Right.
But I knew with everything in me
Come on now. My
mind was going to be made whole. And I can't say that that was an immediate thing,
right?
Because it did take maybe about a little over a year for me to actually receive the freedom where I didn't wake up. For many, I don't know if everybody knows the dynamics of schizophrenia, but it's hallucination and hearing voices and those particular things. And you're seeing things and you're hearing thoughts in your head nonstop. It's like somebody having a conversation, but they having a conversation that's going on in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And you will have all these different voices going on in your head at one time. And so just imagine waking up every single day like that,
right,
nonstop.
Right. Yeah.
And it was a horrific place for me. But during that time, I understood that no matter what, this would not be a journey that I would have to be on for the rest of my life.
Amen.
One of the things that I learned about even the medical field, they teach you how to cope with it. For me, I didn't want to learn how to cope in life. I wanted to learn how to conquer in life.
Come on.
And I was like, okay, I understand what you guys are saying, because I don't denote the fact that you guys are certified in what you do. but I have to go with the fact that there is somebody greater when I read the Bible that's telling me that I can be whole from the inside out.
Right.
And I pursued that even on my journey with taking the medicine and seeing the psychiatrist. I also pursued the fact that this God over here was telling me that I can be made whole inside and out. And so I went on both of those journeys. And nonetheless, my faith has made me whole.
Amen.
My faith has healed my mind totally. And so during this time of COVID-19, I was like, Lord, because I've always been an advocate to help people to jumpstart their life, to help people to know their present does not have to always be their future. That does not have to be. The only thing that's keeping you from your future is your belief system.
Right.
And so I really had to get to a place where I myself had to conquer the thoughts that was going on in my head and what I was prone to believe, because those words was like sticking to me. But when a word even greater, the fact that I can be made whole, was the thing that I ran after. My mind will be healed. I will not be like this for the rest of my life, because my mom also was diagnosed with schizophrenia, bipolar, manic depression. Do you hear me?
Yes.
And so she was like 18, and then here I am in my early 20s, and I'm now diagnosed with similarly the same thing that my mom was diagnosed with. And I saw how my mom lived life, and I was like, I refuse to accept that as my lot for life, how I will be for the rest of my life. And so with that coming on up, to me, helped not only helping myself, but helping others to see the greatness that's on the inside of them as well. The COVID-19 was just one of those things that I'm like, oh, my Lord. People right now need a mind shift more than ever. They need mental health.
Yes.
Mental health is real. And as I said in the beginning, we all throughout life will experience bouts of mental health where we, situations, circumstances, you had job losses, death, you name it. We got, the economy got hit so hard that it took everybody on a world span. And even now, when you think about the statistics that are going on, they said approximately 1 in 4 women and nearly 1 in 10 men are contemplating suicidal thoughts and domestic violence. All these particular things, child abuse, all these particular things are at a heightened level, even though they were already going on in society as a whole.
Yes.
Now they're even heightened due to this particular thing that hit the land, COVID-19. Nobody was expecting COVID-19. This is not something that we could have literally just within ourselves prepared for. You know,
exactly.
People still right now are afraid, don't want to come out their house, don't want to touch anybody. Because you fear what you don't know.
That's
and
right.
That's just the truth. And so that led me to opening up this mind management school. Literally, all it is to help people to shift the way that they think, to help them see the greatness that's on the inside of them, to help them to understand you don't have to be in this place for the rest of your life. Even though you may have situations and circumstances to hit your life, this does not have to be your lot forever. My thing is this, Nigeria, is all of us are going to come to a place in time where we're going through something that seems to be traumatic in our lives.
Yes.
It's not that we don't experience things. It's how do you experience things when you go through them? That's the key right there. You don't allow things to define you.
Right.
You define who you are by how you believe. Stuff don't have to define you. You define who you are by your belief system. And so if I can help you to look at things through a different eyeglass than what you've been looking at them, shift your perception about how you're seeing a thing. And trust me, I'm not just saying this just to say this. Not only did I experience what I experienced in life, I also found myself in the hospital room with two of my children, one of my daughters with domestic violence. Do you hear me?
Yes.
She was beat like no other, and she was put in a hospital, okay?
Wow.
So I was at her in the hospital room with her. Then I had another child of mine that was raped by three different guys.
Oh, my God.
And they died. She became a cutter. Not only did she become a cutter, but they diagnosed her with bipolar and then manic depression as well.
Right.
Do you? So I'm not just saying this from somebody who just, you know, don't understand. But I understand on how to really help people to walk through traumatic experiences in their lives to produce hope where all hope seems like it's gone.
Yes.
My one daughter, the one who experienced domestic violence, she's a nurse right now doing well. Do you hear
Amen.
Me? The one who became a cutter and they diagnosed her with bipolar. Let me tell you this. The doctors took her off her medication.
Wow.
The doctors. Mm-hmm. Okay. Something that they tell you could not be
That's
done.
That's right. That's
But I know differently.
Come on.
They
now.
Say you we're gonna teach you how to cope. We're gonna teach you how we're gonna give you coping skills to help you to just get through life. No, no. That does not have to be everybody's life. Everybody don't have to have coping skills.
Right.
Some people really can conquer in life. And if I can help people shift the way that they think and not get stuck in their trauma, then I can help you define your life based on who you really are and not what happened to you.
Man. But having faith and having a support group, you know, I don't know the difference between PTSD and schizophrenia. It sounds familiar. It sounds compatible. But it is a mind-challenging thing. It is a mindset. And something you said so crucial in it. This is so important. Don't get stuck in your trauma, because that is what will keep you in that state. When you say don't get stuck in your trauma, is there an exercise or a mindset you need to try to, when you say, get a different lens on what's going on?
Yes, there is. When you think about trauma and when you think about how the brain operates, the brain does not know whether you're in your now moment or if this is happening to you at the very moment or if this is something that has happened to you in the past.
Okay.
Your brain can't determine that.
Mm.
And so only you are able to tell your mind that this is past, this is not the present. But the thing is, when you begin to think on these different thoughts, the traumatic experiences, the things that happened to you in your past, you have to be able to literally do what scripture says for those who are familiar with scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes out captive.
Right.
You have to really be able to say this thought right here. So what I teach people is first you have to recognize the fact that this thought is a thought that's not really going to produce life for you.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I have to show you the difference on how to understand if this is a thought that will produce life for you or if this a thought that's going to produce a more death situation for you. And so you have to be able to gauge your thoughts. And so I teach people how to be able to gauge the thought pattern.
Right.
First of all, you have to recognize how you think. And I say this phrase that sounds a little, it sounds a little off to people when they first hear it. I want you to think about what you think about.
Right. No. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I tell people that think about what you think about. So that means that you have to pay close attention to your thoughts.
Right.
And usually as human beings, because our days are so full, we don't necessarily watch what we think about.
Right.
But you have to. In order to be able to bring yourself from a traumatic experience, because again, the brain does not know or understand that this happened in the past or if this is your present. It doesn't understand that. You have to train your brain that this was a past action.
Mm.
And so because it was past, you have to make that choice and decision that I must let this go. I cannot, past this trauma happened here, but this is why the brain literally, when you experience trauma in your life, most people don't understand that their brain gets stuck right there at that whatever age that trauma happened, whatever place, whatever age, your brain got stuck right there. Mm-hmm. And so your brain is constantly producing that trauma. Every time you encounter a situation, your brain begins to remind you, trauma. This mm-hmm. happened. You remember that happened. You right. remember this. Your brain begins, because it does not, it cannot recognize whether or not that you are moving ahead or you are still back there.
Right.
And so you have to take the initiative yourself to say to your thoughts, no, I disagree with that thought. I'm right. going to take on this thought. So if you really being able to reject the thought that's going to produce more sadness, more depression, more things that are not life, that's not upbeat, that's not living, anything that's going to cause you to be depleted, you want to let it go. Because you want to think on things that's going to produce you to pivot forward in your life, if that makes sense.
Right, yeah.
And so many people don't know how to do that.
You're right.
Because we're prone to live by that subconscious part of our thinking. There's your conscious and your subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
Your subconscious mind, I tell people all the time, you got to think about your subconscious mind. It's like a hard drive. Anything that you have experienced and it's been repeated in your life is on your subconscious mind. So your subconscious mind is that mind that's like a hard drive. It's always working.
Right.
Just like in the natural with a computer.
Mm-hmm.
When you cut your computer off and you cut your computer back on, everything on that hard drive is going to come back up on that computer, right?
Right.
Nothing is going to change. Changes if you hit reset back to factory mode.
Right, right.
That's the only how it's going to erase everything that on that hard drive. You have to reset it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that the individual person has to do. It cannot be done on its own, if I'm making sense.
Yeah, you are. You are.
It cannot. It cannot be done on its own. You, as the individual, will have to say, I'm going to hit this reset button and I'm going to say from this day forward, I'm going to think a different way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a trained behavior, because everything that you have learned thus far has been imprinted on your subconscious mind. How does things get on the subconscious part of the thinking? Repetition.
Right.
That's why you wake up every day and you just do the same things over and over and over, because of what? Repetition. A learned behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And trauma, when we experience trauma, it becomes a learned behavior. So yes, in a nutshell, you have to recognize your thought pattern.
Right.
What is it you're thinking about? And it takes practice. This is what I tell people. What do I do? I help to deprogram your mind so that you can be reprogrammed to think on thoughts and on good things that's going to pivot you forward into your purpose and your destiny.
Right.
And that's basically it.
Yeah. And we're talking spiritually and we're talking naturally. This affects everyday people, people who have been in mm-hmm. car accidents, people who've been in prison or in families. Like you said, your mom had schizophrenia and maybe it may be in the mm-hmm. in your family chain. So let's talk about being made whole and finding the recovery, but understanding also that there are some triggers. And we do, mm-hmm. as Christians, have an adversary. So what do you say about that when, you know, you're operating and, you know, feeling good and then a trigger happens or the devil's like, uh-huh, you think you've better?
And so one of the things that we have to understand is that scripture always tells us that our adversary is prowling. He's walking around seeking whom he may devour.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you think about the devourer, you think about somebody just jumping out at any given moment to just overshadow you. And basically, your triggers, when we're talking about traumatic situations, experiences, and then we talk about those triggers, you have to be able to understand that what your triggers are. Like for me, when I was dealing with, when I dealt with the mental illness and then panic attacks and all those particular things, when I was dealing with that, I had to understand that that my adversary was walking about just to see if I still believed that I was healed. I tell people all the time that it's not the fact that you're not healed. It's the fact that your adversary will come to test to make sure that you know that you're healed. It's like he comes to play with your mind and say, well, you still feel that. Look at that. You know, he gives you scenarios. Right. And then what we tend to do is grab a hold to the scenario. And then we say, oh, I'm not healed, or I'm not whole anymore, or this thing that came back up on me, or whatever the case may be. But that's not always the case. Right. The case is you have to learn what a trigger is for you. What does that look like for you? Where does your mind go? Like, say, for instance, let's just say naturally, say you're dealing with some type of depression or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're already dealing with things with depression, or somebody has, and you're, because depression, what means that you lost hope. You believe that all hope is gone, basically. That's what brings about depression. Okay. And so when you're thinking about that, why would I go and surround myself or watch things that where people are dying, or people are being rejected, or all these particular things are triggers for you? Because remember, your mind is not able to say, oh, she's only looking at a movie, or oh, she's only talking to so-and-so. Your mind is not telling you that. Your mind cannot identify the actual current situation that you're going in right now. The only thing that your mind is able to identify with is your experiences. Okay? Your mind identifies with what you have experienced. And so when we think about our minds identifying with the things that we have experienced, then we have to also understand that it's up to me to create a different experience for me. And so when the enemy do come and try to throw out something, you know, like a trap, the Bible tells us that he set those snares for us. And so when he comes, when a snare is set, oh, I'm able to recognize the snare. A bird will never get, an animal, bird, whatever, they will never get caught in the trap if they saw the trap.
Right. Right.
The one thing about us is that God has given us the ability to be able to see traps. Mm. He's given us the ability. The only thing we have to do, we have to, number one of the things that we have to do, we have to be quiet enough. We have to also be alert enough, if you will, mm-hmm. to be able to quiet yourself down. You have to be able to understand the fact that we're talking about believers now, that God has already given us a seal of approval, a precious gift that can help us to be able to navigate through those places or those triggers that we experience in life. If we can first recognize the fact that, okay, when such and such happens, my mind tends to go to this. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, because I know this will be a way that my mind goes, either I'm going to continually guard my mind with good things and just keep my mind on this particular thing, or if I experience a trigger or a trauma that comes, that seems like it's coming against me again, then I'm able to recognize, wait a minute, I'm not in that moment. My mind is telling me I'm in that moment, because your mind is set up to do what? When you experience a trauma, it's that fight or flight. Either I'm going to stand and fight, or either I'm going to run. Mm-hmm. That's what your mind does. And so when your mind thinks it's going to experience something to that magnitude again, sound. Like we talk about, a sound can be a trigger for some people.
Right.
A smell can be a trigger for some people. So you got all these different things, but when you're able to recognize what your trigger is, then that puts you one up on that trickster that comes to tell you that you're still in the same place, or you're still experiencing this, or no, you're not healed for real. No, you're still dealing with that. I teach people all the time, it's not that you're dealing with that. See, you don't even understand the fact that the enemy is just presenting to you bait, and what we tend to do is just take the bait.
Come on now. Yeah.
He just presents the question. Mm. He don't do it. He presents the question.
That's
just
good.
That thought, he just put it in your mind, and you say, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm still dealing with that thing. So either you're going to stand and try to fight, or you're going to run. But if I can recognize the fact that, oh, no, this is just something. Okay, this was a past experience. And when this happened, it made me react like this. Listen.
But there is a way to overcome this. And Sharmi Pratt, a mind management school to combat mental instability. And tell them about September 25th.
Yes, September 25th. On September the 25th, I will be actually launching my Mind Management School. It has been in operation since May, but I have not officially launched it yet. And so I am doing a conference as well on September the 25th, and it's free and open to the public. It is a free conference. Anybody can come. All you have to do is go to my website and register, though, at charmeepratt.com. Okay. And just do a registration. And after you register, you will get information a couple of days before the conference to actually come into the Zoom room. But we will also be on doing a Facebook and YouTube Live. I have a group of dynamic global leaders that are coming on to help me launch this school on May the 25th at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we will be launching Charmee's Mind Management School.
Man, I'm super excited about that. So tell them about your website one more time so they know how to get in contact with you or your social media.
Everything is my name.
Okay.
CharmeePratt.com.
Okay.
And if you go on any social media, Charmee Pratt.
That's all right.
My name.
Yeah. That's all right.
Yeah,
that's
if you
all right.
type in my name, you should be able to pull me up.
Well, I thank you so much for coming on and sharing. It is very important. And I think now, because of COVID, people are more receptive to receiving mental health counsel and seeking therapy and just being more receptive. So I'm thankful that they have a place now we can go and just try to get this mind right.
Yeah.
Get our mind right for real. So thank you for stopping by. I really appreciate it. As we say, once a key player, always a key player. So keep us in the loop on how well the school is going, and we wish you the best.
Thank you for having me.